This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starr sitting in here for you for Bob Tuscan in the last hour. Giving Bob a little break. You know, he's a hardworking guy. If you can help him out, visit bobtuscan.com. BOBTUSKAN.com. And donate some bitcoins. You know, you can donate bitcoins now. The Federal Election Commission said that they'll even accept the candidates accepting bitcoin donations now. So, you know, we're getting on this topic of campaign funding and tying it together with Bitcoin. Well, I mean, I'm wondering how far Bitcoin is going to go. I mean, it is an alternative currency, and for that reason, I support it, just like I support gold and silver. Last week, it touched the same price. One Bitcoin reached the same price as an ounce of gold at about $1,240 or something like that per ounce. And one Bitcoin being the same price. And then after that, the Bitcoin took a little bit of a drop down to about 1020, 1080 today, I think, something like that, somewhere in between. And gold went up. And I think that is a good sign, really, because both gold is moving back up out of the manipulated price of this artificial low. They're selling paper. They're selling coupons, friends. They're not selling gold. That's why the price is going down, because they don't have the real metal, and they're selling coupons to buy it at these low prices. And if you can't buy the product, the coupons go down. It's that simple. You know, it's like that. What was the old story that I heard? There was the fellow who was selling apples for a dollar, and a guy walked up and said, "You know, there's a fellow down the street selling 2 apples for a dollar, and you're selling 1 for $1 here." And he says, "Well, why didn't you buy some apples from him?" And he said, "Well, he don't have any." You know, I mean, that's kind of the situation with the gold market here. And that's why the prices are low. They're artificially manipulated by paper futures, which are essentially coupons to buy gold at these low prices. And then, you know, you got to go back and redeem these things. Well, if a coupon is worthless, the price keeps going down on the coupon, you know. And so the artificial manipulated gold price of futures that are really not backed at all by any real currency or any real commodity such as gold or silver, which is even more manipulated, those prices are dropping artificially. Well, when Bitcoin hit the price of a gold ounce, all of a sudden Bitcoin took a bit of a dive and gold shot up. I mean, what does that tell us? I mean, I'll let you do the analysis of that. But getting back to these politicians, okay, we were talking about them last hour, and this is really a good story here. It's from Washington's blog, December 2nd, 2013. It says, 3 times as many Americans supported King George during the Revolutionary War than support Congress today. 3 times as many Americans. And, of course, you've heard the list. This is when Congress approval rating was in the double-digit polls. it showed that it was less popular among the American public than cockroaches, lice, root canals, colonoscopies, traffic jams, used car salesmen, Genghis Khan, communism, North Korea, BP, oil spill, Nixon during Watergate, and King George during the American Revolution. And they go on to list a bunch of other disgusting things as well that are, you know, that were compared to Congress. And I like what Lynn said from Washington. They're polytics, you know, mini ticks is what it really means, because they are parasitical. That's all they're doing is just sucking, you know, the money out of the American public, parading around and pretending to be people, dedicating statues, you know what I mean, because they don't have the gumption or the responsibility to stand up to the president as he continues to bully them and make them look foolish and stupid and do whatever he wants around them behind their backs. And they're worthless for the most part. And I'll get into some discussions about these guys in a little bit. But this article has an interesting poll that says, moreover, a May 2013 poll by the Fairleigh Dickinson University Group found that 29% of registered voters think that an armed revolution may be necessary, quote, necessary, in the next couple of years. In other words, the number of Americans who think that armed revolution may be needed dwarfs the number of Americans who approve the job that Congress is doing. In other words, three times as many, because Congress's approval rate has swelled all the way down to about 6% from 8%. That was according to a poll by The Economist, YouGov.com poll that shows Congress has hit an all-time low at only 6% of the American public approves of Congress. Okay, I mean, gosh, that's incredibly low. And so they're saying here that 29%, and that's, well, gosh, that's almost five times as many of registered voters think an armed revolution may be necessary. Well, friends, if these are registered voters who are saying this, people who are trying to work with the system and make their votes count and trying to affect a change, and they're frustrated, I mean, imagine what it's like out there. Now, the question I have is this, and other people have asked the same question, which is very good. Well, who are you going to fight? I mean, if there's an armed revolution, who do you go after? Well, you know, I think all of our listeners on this show can start naming names, and I would probably agree with about 98% of them, you know. I mean, it's pretty obvious who the traitors are. We've talked about all the people who are on the government payroll and dole and who have sworn an oath, to uphold the Constitution and defend our republic against all enemies, foreign or domestic. Foreign or domestic. Well, there are not that many people that take that oath very seriously anymore. And you folks know that as well as I do. I appreciate, you know, our audience here, excuse me, on Republic, because I know you guys are great people. And, you know, the fact is we listen to a lot of your comments and you call in and you've been supportive and you're helping us get the information out. And I know we're at sometimes preaching to the choir, but we're getting you the information, the latest information, as fast as we can. And we're keeping this communication avenue open. As many of you may know, I once worked in the mainstream news media and I was once a news anchor. I found out very early in the 1980s it was something I didn't want to be a part of. But we'll talk a little bit more about some of these crazy Congress people and what they're doing with their campaign funding. I got, you know, I keep getting letters from Senator Mark Udall, you know, a Democrat here in Colorado, of course. And he's always asking for money and funding because there is a prominent Republican who plans to run against him next year. And, of course, this Republican would be a former GOP, a very important Republican here in the state of Colorado, who was a former prosecuting attorney. He's very strong on gun rights. He ran for Michael Bennett's Senate seat back in 2012. And I believe that the election was fixed. I believe it was seriously flawed. There was something very, very wrong with the results in that. Now, the reason why that was important was because Michael Bennett was the swing vote, the vote that the Obama administration had counted on to get Obamacare through. Okay? I mean, they spent a whole lot of money. I think it was one of the largest senatorial races, if not the largest senatorial funded race ever held, over a junior senator. Bennett was appointed by Ken Salazar, when Ken Salazar went to be Secretary of Interior, he left his post and appointed this guy, and he had to run for re-election as Salazar was coming up to hold on to that seat. And they spent all kinds of money coming in here. Obama made several trips trying to get this sniveling little, you know, well, I'll leave the expletives out because this is family radio, but this little guy, you know, back into office because he was the swing vote. And they ran him against a Republican a prosecuting attorney. And they were running ads on television that were talking about how Ken Buck, this prosecuting this DA here, a Republican, was soft on gun rights and allowing gun dealers to get off the hook. I mean, it was really pretty scandalous, the whole thing. Anyhow, get back into that and take your calls in the next segment on the Bob Tuscan Show. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're back. Thanks for hanging in there, getting back into the topic again. You know, we were talking a little bit about politics and politics and all the shenanigans going on. And, of course, I quoted that this Farley Dickinson University poll found that 29% of registered voters think that an armed revolution may be, quote, necessary in the next couple of years. And I said, that's almost a third of the registered voters, you know, that are saying this. And these are people who are trying to change the system, one would think, because they're registered voters. They're trying to get involved with their politics. And the question is, you know, I mean, how bad is it here that some sort of revolution might be deemed necessary? There was also a Rasmussen poll that back in 2010 noted that only a small minority of the American people think the government has the consent of the governed. Only a small minority of the American people think that the government has the consent of the governed, and that sentiment was, quote, pre-revolutionary. This is back in 2010, and we know it's only gotten worse. And as I talked about before, you know, the Democrats ran all these ads in this senatorial race where they were trying to get Michael Bennett reelected because he would be the swing vote or one of the votes they absolutely had to have in order to pass Obamacare. And they ran it against this fellow by the name of Ken Buck, who was a district attorney, a GOP fellow, and a person who had been rather lenient or very observant of Second Amendment rights. The Democrats ran an ad that stated that Ken Buck was too soft on illegal gun dealers, they called it, illegal gun dealers. Well, the fact is, here's what really happened in the story. Some people had, some of the law enforcement agencies, I believe down in Denver, had organized a raid on a gun shop and had taken a lot of guns away, and they filed all these charges and everything, and there really wasn't anything there. I mean, actually, all the dots, all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed, you know what I mean, and there really wasn't anything there. And Ken Buck, the district attorney, had actually notified the owners of this gun dealer shop that he didn't think the prosecution had a real strong case. That's what he told them. He said that he didn't think the prosecution had a real strong case. And this is why they went after him, because they said he should have never leaked that information. Being a prosecutor, he should have never told this gun dealership that they really didn't have a case. You know, the prosecution did not have a case against them. And this was a violation of his ethics, right? He's supposed to follow in step because they want to violate the Second Amendment. And all he told them was, you know, I don't think they have a very strong case against you. I think you guys ought to fight it because they're not going to win. And they didn't. And they ran an ad advertising this in order to try to stop this former district attorney who was, as I said, you know, strong in his belief in gun rights and the Second Amendment, to get Michael Bennett elected. Now, what happened in this county was that they voted in a lot of other state GOP candidates into offices like, you know, Attorney General and Office of the Treasury and places like that. I mean, there were a lot of people from this area, this county, Arapahoe County. Now, the votes went missing, oddly enough. And Arapahoe County is not backwards. I mean, let's face it, it's not Walton's Mountain, friends. I mean, it's a pretty modern place. But they couldn't tally the vote at 7 o'clock. It took them all night. And the next morning, we see that Republicans were elected from the county, or at least won the majority of the vote for positions inside the state government. But Ken Buck's numbers were way down, and this was the amount needed to get Michael Bennett elected as the senator there. Okay, and Michael Bennett, as I said before, was vital to getting Obamacare passed. I believe this is back in 2010 now. And so they had to have this seat. And I think it was election fraud there. So when you talk about a lot of registered voters who are very upset, it's because of the obvious vote fraud in this country. Look at what happened in Ohio. I mean, I'm not a Romney fan, friends, but I can't believe that, what was it, all these precincts had something like either 99% or 100% votes for Barack Obama. There wasn't one in these precincts who may have favored Obama, of course. There wasn't one vote for Romney. Friends, I have a lot of black friends that I've worked with and lived and, you know, done things with for years. They're just brothers, you know what I mean? They can't stand Obama. You can't tell me that that many black people love Obama and that you're going to see a county where nobody votes against him. Even if they were to vote for someone else, there wasn't one vote for Mitt Romney in some of these counties. You know that vote was rigged. And the worst part about Romney was he didn't say anything about it. This is the guy that the Republican Party put their trust in. He doesn't even stand up and say, look, I'm not denying the outcome of the election, but I am seriously questioning the legitimacy of this process. Mitt Romney owed us that. He owed us that, and he did not deliver. I could have told you this before. We did a big thing exposing Romney for what he really was. I mean, everybody saw that. Look at the losers the Republican Party keeps coming up with. John McCain, Mitt Romney. Friends, this is the reason why registered voters are upset. This is the reason why the whole election process in the United States of America today is such a fraud. And it's the reason why, you know, I don't think there's a process by which we can use this election government, this elected, selected, you know, dissected elected government to change things. It's just not going to happen this way anytime soon unless there's some major leadership that steps forward. And there really hasn't been major leadership. Anyhow, I will take your calls. Of course, you might have something to say. And, you know, I think you have a number here. Oh, for gosh sakes, the thing I had it written down. I don't do this enough. 1-800. Let's see, Mr. Producer, I forgot our number again. How embarrassing. Yeah, I forgot our number for our call-in line. I usually have that posted right here, but it's been a few days since I did the show. It is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Thanks, Craig. He's our producer. He's right on the switch here, so we appreciate that. If you want to call in and voice your point of view. There's so many other things to talk about, of course. And, you know, Obamacare has continued to be a disaster. Latest news on the website. We're going to get to that in the next segment here. But if you have anything to say about this process as we have progressed so far, well, feel free to even disagree with me if you like. But I think most of you know that it's a very dangerous situation because we don't live in a democracy. Well, actually, we're supposed to be a republic, but we don't even live in a democracy, friends. We live in a dog and pony show with a bunch of people that we tolerate to run and rule over us while they do all of these evil things. Maybe we can get inside what they're really all about, because that's what I like to do. I mean, I don't spend too much time telling people what they already know. It's a corrupt system, extremely corrupt system, and it has been for a long time. Look at the JFK assassination. I mean, in my lifetime, I've seen it get worse and worse and worse. And friends, you know, I know people say, well, you know, it's always been this way. No, it's never been this bad, friends. It's never been this bad in terms of just blatant, ugly, filthy, vile corruption. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And I think everybody else is, too. I don't know how to fix it. But I do have some suggestions. We'll get back to those after this break. Your calls are certainly welcome. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel. Right here on the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Welcome back, everybody. Steve Starr sitting in for Bob Tuscan, and we were talking a little bit right before the break on these polls where people are frustrated, and you know, I don't want to get people the impression that I'm in favor of an armed revolution. I'm just saying that, you know, it's out there, and the old saying that people who make peaceful change impossible make revolution or a violent revolution inevitable. I don't know that that's always true. I don't know it's always true. I hope it doesn't come to that, and I'm working on methods and ways to avoid these kinds of things. But, you know, folks are getting frustrated. I mean, look at the situation with Obamacare and look at the website situation as well. You know, there's another article today. It says Obamacare's website crashes just as government announces it is fixed. This is from InfoWars, December 2nd. It says, object lesson, never trust a government cobbled together, quote, surge team to fix something the private sector could have fixed faster, more reliably, and for less money. And as this the situation being here, there's still questions about the healthcare.gov website. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure that they might have gotten something up and gotten a few people supposedly registered. But people are under such dire sticker shock when they get on there. We've had the quotes, you've seen them before, of people who thought that this was going to work for them. This was going to be a system that would help them and that would either give them the same coverage for at least the same premiums that they were paying, and that would provide them the kind of health insurance alternative to the current system, and found out it was anything but that. Anything but that. And not only that, there's a lot of teeth and a lot of ramifications of dangerous implications of what you can get into messing with this entire thing. I mean, it's a nightmare, friends. We've said it was coming, and I have said over and over and over that I thought the Obamacare issue was a distraction, and it has been to a large extent, but it goes on and on and on. But you got to remember, we're talking about at least 16% of the U.S. economy tied up directly into healthcare, and that's also going to have a rebounding or ongoing domino effect that's going to absorb another percentage up to about 25% in whole. So, I mean, you're talking about a huge amount of the American economy tied up in this disaster with this website that doesn't work. Now, I mean, this has been a disaster for the Democrats, and they know it. I told you before that Mark Udall, my senator, keeps sending me these letters, and I just keep sending him the articles about the embarrassment and all the evil and ugly things that even Democrats have said about what a disaster this has turned out to be. Predictably, we knew it was going to go there. You know, we were talking during the break. I was talking with Craig, our producer, and there's a fellow by the name of Robert Kramer, who was one of the big authors of the entire system here, and he's done some time in prison apparently on counts of what I think was wire fraud and stuff like that. And we're going to get up some articles here in a minute just to talk to you a little bit about where all of this information, the whole crowd of criminals who put this whole thing together in the first place, and the unreliability of the whole thing. What do you expect from Barack Obama, Barry Sotero? What do you expect from this guy? You know, I'm not as concerned about where Barack Obama was born as I am the fact that I believe it's obvious that those birth certificates, the COLB and the long form, are both frauds. They're both fraudulent. They're forgeries. It's not like they even care. They remind me of a bully, you know, standing around bullying a little kid. He goes over, grabs his lunchbox, opens it up, says, "Ooh, look what we got today. Peanut butter and jelly." And then he throws it on the ground inside the bag and smushes it, right, with his heel, and then picks it up and makes the kid eat it. This is the kind of bullying that we're getting from our government. They don't care. They think it's funny. They think it's funny. They think it's funny that they can give you something that is so obviously fraudulent. Obviously fraudulent. And Americans can't do anything about it. They're like the sniveling little kid that eats the sandwich. I think it still tastes good, even though you stepped on it and spit on it. That's the way the pansy-ass people in this country, I'm sorry, friends. That's the way the American people think. And, you know, you look at some of these people and you ask them about the birth certificate issue and their eyes just sort of blink, you know, kind of like one of those toy clowns you see in the toy section where you push the button and they go, and then do some funny noise and, you know, make some kind of crazy comment. I can't believe it. It's almost unbelievable that people in this country have gotten so far gone. But that's the case. That is the case. And that's what we're looking at here. You know, the birth certificate issue isn't really the issue. The issue is the fraudulent documents. They're rubbing your nose in it. They're saying, look, we're going to give you just fraudulent documents. And you know what? You're going to eat it. You're going to put up with it. You're going to take it because you're too weak. You think you're Americans. You think you have a government. You think that your government answers to you, but we're going to show you that it doesn't. And we're going to give you something fraudulent and tell you how stupid you are when you tell us that you actually believe that's really an honest document that was provided by the president, and you respect the office. You respect the office of the president. No matter who's in it, you respect the office. I mean, I am so sick. I have heard Oprah Winfrey say that. I had a friend of mine tell me that. And I love my buddy. I really do. But, I mean, it was the last time I thought I would ever talk to him about politics. He is so far gone, I can't reach him. I mean, I just can't reach him. Respect the office. Look, this man works for us. We don't respect the office. The office is ours. He has abused that office. He has no business being in that office. He is an imposter. And not only that, I mean, I don't care whether he was born in Dayton, Ohio, friends. He has violated the Constitution, and he's done so many things. The IRS, the wiretapping, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, on and on and on and on. I mean, there's at least 10 impeachable offenses here. So anyhow, you know, these are the kinds of things we're talking about. Let me see if I can get to this article real quick because we're coming up on a break. Reveal the man who wrote Obamacare, okay? And this looks like it's from westernjournalism.com. It was dated November 23rd, 2013. Revealed the man who wrote Obamacare. Some of us knew from day one. Others took a while to honestly look at what Obamacare is. Still others have dug in and decided to fight the truth. Yeah, that's right. People actually dig in to fight the truth. You can't handle the truth. It's about right. None of what they say now matters. Obamacare is the cruelest hoax ever perpetuated upon the American people in our history. It is a document filled with evil tripwires designed to destroy us, beat us down, and put us under socialist rule. This begs the question, who wrote this bill? The answer is Robert Kramer, a federal felon. He's the husband of Marxist Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, an evil screeching creature who still demands a single-payer health care delivery system because although it has never worked anywhere, as a communist, she knows she can make it work with more money and power. Kramer wrote at least 628 pages of the Obamacare while he was in prison. While he was in prison. Having been convicted of 16 counts involving bank fraud and, of course, income tax fraud, and the mother's milk of Democrats, which is bank fraud, of course. Okay, a little bit more. Kramer served 5 months in prison and an additional 11 months under house arrest. Not exactly what happened to either you or me, of course. You know, after doing these kinds of crimes. Kramer's hate-filled attack on America called Stand Up Straight calls for the democratization of wealth in America, progressive control of governments around the world, and, of course, amnesty for illegal aliens. It assures Democrats they could win a permanent majority in Congress by, quote, passing a national health care bill, thereby turning more people into wards of an ever-expanding government and a party that works to grow government and giving amnesty to illegal immigrants, thereby creating virtually overnight a large new voters for the Democrats. Yeah, constituency for Democratic voters. Anyhow, talking too fast, doing too much, having too much fun here, friends, but the reality is I'm not having fun. This is the guy who wrote Obamacare. This is who he was. I mean, the man was a criminal. The whole thing's been criminal. And why would you expect it to work? It's amazing that this can happen in this country. Be back after the break, friends. Wrap it up.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Steve Starr is back here with you. Sitting in for Bob Tuscan in the last hour here. You know, right before the break, we were talking about this guy, Robert Kramer, okay? And I want to finish one part of that last article, and then I'm going to go on to another one that our producer put up for me to look at. It's very good. Kramer counseled Democrats that to win complete control of America, they must not generate understanding but emotion, fear, revulsion, anger, disgust, he added. If the Democrats continue to stand firmly for immigrant rights, the issue will define immigrants' voting loyalties for a generation. If we are successful, a gigantic block of progressive votes will enter the electorate over the next 15 years, a block that could be decisive in the battle for the future. Okay. Democrats understand this, but the dumbbells and the GOPs can't quite grasp the concept. Okay, friends, let me explain one thing about the immigrant vote or the issue of immigrants. I live in a population here in eastern Colorado that's about half Hispanic, and I actually have Hispanics in my family, not necessarily by, you know, genetics or anything like that, but through marriage and friendships. Not all Hispanics in this country are crazy about immigrants. I want to tell you that right now. As a matter of fact, a lot of them don't like them at all. And they'll tell you they've had more problems with people who are here illegally, who get involved with their families and are into crime and get them into trouble. These are hardworking Americans, friends, and they tell me, tell my story on the radio. We are Americans. My great-grandfather fought in World War I. You know, I fought in Vietnam. My son was in the Gulf. You know, I mean, these are people who are working hard and trying very, very hard in this country to, you know what I mean, to make a living and to live up to the kind of quality individuals that can be respected, and I respect them, okay? And I'm going to tell you, a lot of these people in our country, our Hispanic population, is not that favorable at all to the illegal immigration movement, which is being sponsored by the Jesuits, friends, and they've done the same thing with class warfare and liberation theology for years. It's an old, old game, and it goes way back to the Jacobites and some of these others, I mean, even before the Marxist revolutions in Russia. So this is an old game. This is something that they're banking on, and this whole concept here that Democrats have that they need the votes from the illegals. You're going to find there are a lot of conservative Hispanics and people of you know, Hispanic or Mexican descent in the United States who do not agree, and for good reasons. As a matter of fact, I've also worked with people, a very, very good friend of mine who came from Mexico to work legally here for a long time. He was one of the finest individuals I've ever met. And he was a pastor, by the way, and he wanted to go back to help his people. He was here, and he was a remarkable man, okay? I've known a lot of people. And I'm not saying everybody here in the country is a scumbag, okay? And that they're all from Mexico. Friends, you got to remember, there are people from all over the world here that are illegal. It's not just from Latin America. But the idea that they're creating this race politics, concept that if they sponsor the illegals and that they really keep fighting for recognition and amnesty for people who have broken the law, who are stepping all over their own community to violate the law, and that somehow that community should respond to the Democrats, well, maybe they will, like the black community, unfortunately, as we've talked about, have voted for this man who isn't even really black. Barry Sotero, you know, and I have black friends one black friend that I have is a black man who's an older gentleman who is a Christian man, and he can hardly keep from cursing when you mention the name Obama. He hates him so much. I'll tell you, Barry Sotero has been worse than Uncle Tom's Cabin. I mean, there's Uncle Barry's White House, and it's been far worse on black people, and they will eventually rue the day when they realize how bad they've been burned by race politics. And so this guy Kramer is trying to start the same thing up again, as you can see. Here's another good article that our producer and engineer posted. We appreciate that, Craig. This is called Convicted Felon Robert Kramer is Leading a New Organization Called Americans United for Change. Americans United for Change. I mean, this is really, really absurd. Check this out. Chicago, March 29, 2012, nationally known political consultant, author, and progressive activist Robert Kramer is a convicted felon. He pleaded guilty to defrauding banks of $2.3 million in a check-cutting scheme, along with the violations of federal tax laws. The crimes were committed in relation to running his failing nonprofit organization, paying his salary, and keeping him in the manner to which he was accustomed. Kramer is now leading a multi-million dollar nonprofit group called Americans United for Change. The group is backed and financed by the usual progressive suspects: National Education Association, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Service Employees International Union, MoveOn.org, Occupy Wall Street, and other progressive groups. Okay, the purpose of this enterprise is to force the so-called super PACs to disclose their donors. Excuse me. They're offering a $25,000 Yeah, that's right. $25,000 bounty to the first employee of a corporation who can prove their corporation secretly donated to a political nonprofit organization during the 2012 campaign. Well, obviously, this guy, he's a real charlatan. And for his crimes, Kramer received and only served a 5.5-month service sentence in prison due to an understanding judge.
We understand you.
For his crimes, Kramer received and only served a 5.5-month sentence in prison due to an understanding judge. Federal prosecutors were looking for a 2 to 2.5-year sentence, and that would have been light for this kind of guy. Well, this is the kind of people who hang out with Barack Obama. This is what they do. So, you know, we're just giving you updates. We're telling you about who these people are. Of course, a lot of you know that. But the ammunition and the data, the facts, the names, the places, the people. This is the guy who wrote a good portion of the Obamacare bill while in prison, a felon. Now out in a very short period of time, you see him in his tuxedo here smiling at one of these big events, just like Magic Johnson and Tom Hanks and all these people whining and dining with Barry Sotero, you know, pretending that this scam will never end. And that's really the bottom line, friends. They're pretending this scam is never going to end. And believe it or not, people get sucked into thinking that they're going the right way and follow them. And it's amazing that people can't see it. But there's a broad way that leads into destruction, friends. There's a broad way. And I'll tell you, I feel sorry for people who are so shallow and so lack of discerning and of any ethics that they would follow along with people like this, and it's happening everywhere in this country. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, friends. I mean, you've heard it said before. No. It's not a bell curve. I mean, clearly, lemmings run off cliffs. They do it by the millions. And there are a lot of human beings with not much more intelligence and probably just as much stupidity as lemmings. And these people are seduced. And they're seducing others. And they're living in the high life. You know, they're not your examples unless you want to see what can happen when somebody thinks that they're going to take a shortcut, they're going to go around things, and they're going to work some kind of evil deal, and they're in bed with all kinds of liars, hypocrites, cheats, and frauds. And they're going to be respected, and they're going to get away with it? No, they're not going to get away with it. So don't be deceived. I mean, that's all I can say, you know. I do love all you listeners here on Republic. I mean, you know, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the people listening on air and, you know, getting these podcasts out and doing all you can. Do help us out. If you want to visit my website, help me out, you can go to AIDSfraudvideo.com, AIDSfraudvideo.com. And you can watch my film for free. And if you want a copy of it, yeah, go ahead and buy one, and I'll send you out 2 more discs. I'm sending out a great film on 9/11 and also a great film on chemtrails just to help get this information out so you can copy my stuff, give it away. But if you don't have the money, just watch it for free, AIDSfraudvideo.com. My name's Steve Starr, sitting in with Bob Tuscan and for him. Be back on Wednesday. Thanks for joining us, friends. Stay tuned to Republic, and have a very good evening. Bye now.
Chase those crazy ballads out of town. Chase those crazy ballads out of a town. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.